shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
They know it's wrong, and it's not just wrong, it's an outrage. It is a big deal. We've had many, many soldiers reach out.
It was tough enough getting it to the airport, but now getting it from the airport after the individual.
Well, here's what I parallel to, because we see this phenomenon all the time. You see somebody go.
Is American Idol Ayla Brown, the candidate's daughter.
Things are bad.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show through the looking glass every night of the news, of media, and you. And we have Doug Danger with us this evening. Doug is a writer for the Orange County Courier. He's in Boston this evening, and he was covering the victory there, the senatorial race, and the eventual victory there of Scott Brown, a state senator in Massachusetts who upset, one can say, an early favorite, certainly wasn't a favorite as the campaign progressed, and that is Martha Coakley, who was the attorney general for the state. I believe that's, state's attorney general for Massachusetts. Before we get back to Doug, we'll give you a taste of some of the stuff that was happening. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we do want to tell you that our website, philhendryshow.com, has live streaming video as well as live streaming audio every night of the show. So if you're any place where you can't get the show, if you are in a place where there is not a Phil Hendry affiliate, and we're getting more and more and more and more and more, but we have not achieved,
universal penetration.
Thank you. What you can do is go to our website, and that is where you're going to find a audio and video of the show, so you can actually watch the show as it's being performed every night right there at philhendryshow.com. All right, so as we get back here to Scott Brown, as I mentioned, a little-known Republican state senator rode an old pickup truck and a growing sense of unease among independent voters to an extraordinary upset Tuesday night when he was elected to fill the Senate seat that had been vacated, of course, by the death of Ted Kennedy. Here is a cut from Fox News. This is Carl Cameron reporting on the election of Scott Brown. He's sounding really enthusiastic. You're listening to Cameron here, you'd swear to God the world has come to an end. Maybe this is a trailer for Legion. I don't know.
Behind me is American Idol Ayla Brown, the candidate's daughter, the U.S. Senator-elect's daughter. Scott Brown has now received the concession call from Martha Coakley and accepted her congratulations. He is now the senator-elect as a result not only of the vote count, but now the acknowledgement by the Democratic candidate herself. An unbelievable turn of events. It's pandemonium here, a combination of elation and tears of relief and joy. A yokehold that has been on that Senate seat for more than 50 years, a ceiling of Democrats that has thwarted Republicans in so many ways, now vaporized in one night. A stunning upset.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
All right, hold on, Doug, because what I want to do, we'll get to you, but I want to play some of this audio that I've got.
No, but that was Carl Cameron.
Yeah, that's Carl Cameron from Fox.
That is the most embarrassing, obsequious, nauseating, non-objective report I've ever heard. I mean, you heard that guy practically licking the soles of Scott Brown's shoes. Now, what kind of self-respect? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Carl Cameron may be gay, but to lick a man's shoes the way that he just did in that report, I think, is vile. I think it turns anyone's stomach that's a decent American, and I think for the children listening, for children, to hear something like that, I don't know what reporting has come to.
You don't think you're going over the top a little bit here, huh?
No, I don't think am I going over the top? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I just listened to that guy basically give a campaign pitch for Scott Brown and what a genius he is. You talk about Obama being the anointed one. You listen to this guy Cameron, you'd swear to God that Scott Brown, he's Jesus, and the real Jesus is John the Baptist. So Obama's John the Baptist. This guy is Jesus. This Brown.
Yeah, okay, whatever, Doug.
Not whatever.
No, but I got to get to some of this. All right, here is Senator-elect Scott Brown as he speaks at his victory rally there in Boston.
I hope they're paying close attention because tonight the independent voice of Massachusetts has spoken. From the Berkshires to Boston, from Springfield to Cape Cod,
right.
The voters of this commonwealth defied the odds and the experts. Tonight, the independent majority has delivered a great victory.
You know, I want to ask you something, Doug, before we get to any calls. What about that, the independent majority?
I think that's something he has to say. I think that, you know, we haven't seen the numbers. Like I said, there's something about this that just doesn't smell right. And I'd like to see the breakout on the demographics. I'd like to see the exit polls. I want to see it all. I think he has to say that. What's he going to say? Is he going to say, and we'd like to thank all of the Democrats out there in the state of Massachusetts for rolling Ted Kennedy over onto his stomach and sinking a pitchfork in his back.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you heard the number break. The numbers in terms of independent voters in Massachusetts, they're the majority.
What do you mean the majority?
There's more of them than there are Democratic voters.
I think that, yeah, that's how convenient for Scott Brown. You know as well as I do that independent voters in Massachusetts always went down the liberal line.
And well, guess what, man? They decided to turn and do something different. And you think it's so weird.
I think it's very weird. And you heard that guy last hour saying, oh, I voted for Kennedy. And I said, well, who'd you vote for now? Scott Brown. What a weird ass. How can you do something that weird and not recognize it for what it is? Weird.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have on the line Melissa. Melissa, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Melissa's in Boston. Go ahead. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good.
Doug, I'm sorry. I have to absolutely 100% disagree with you because I am an undecided voter in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I vote on... What?
Did you vote tonight?
Yes, I did.
And you voted for...
I voted for Scott Brown, but I have my reasons.
Yeah, but see, you voted for Ted Kennedy in the past.
I'm sorry, I actually wasn't able to vote when Ted Kennedy was running. Would I have voted for him? I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, this is why I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Right there, I gotta throw a flag on that. That's what we call gay eye. You're not sure whether you'd vote for Kennedy, but you're sure you wanted to vote for Brown. See that? Something
sir,
about that
because,
smells
excuse
off.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's because I made an informed decision. I looked at all the facts, both Martha Coakley's and Scott Brown's. I read books. I read their voting records. I went and did my research. And that's what a lot of independent voters in Massachusetts did. And I'm kind of insulted at the fact that you think that we're not smart enough to go and do research on these candidates. The independent voters.
You said you read books. What books did you read? I mean, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but how many books are there about Martha Coakley? Like, none? And how many books are there about.
Well, look, she's talking about books in terms of political science and theory and perhaps what one economic theory is over another.
Well, it's so good of her to have you answer a question for it, Phil.
I understand, though, what she's saying. Don't get bogged down in this chicken stuff, Doug, about what books.
Did a lot of research, and if she did, God bless her, because she's the only independent voter to do that. Most independent.
I totally disagree with you, sir. I absolutely, totally, totally disagree with
ma'am,
you,
ma'am. Could you be honest enough to admit to the audience and to me and to Phil that you voted for Scott Brown because his daughter was a finalist on American Idol?
What kind of an insulting?
Are you out of your mind?
Am I out of my mind? How many people watch American Idol? Thank you. Thank you.
It doesn't matter whether or not his daughter was on American Idol to me. I couldn't give 2 cents whether or not she was on American Idol. I voted for
Scott Brown. So let me ask you, Melissa, this is Phil. Yeah, go ahead. I wanted to ask you that. Why did you vote for Scott Brown? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Give her an easy out, Phil.
I want to hear what the lady has to say.
I voted for Scott Brown because I am totally against this health care bill because it's done no good for the voters. It does no good for anybody. It's going to tax us out of the roof, and I can't afford it. I am a middle-class, tax-paying citizen, and I can't afford to be paying for illegal immigrants. I voted for Scott Brown because he is actually my state senator. When I used to live in his district,
you're biased. You're biased. you already were going to vote for him because the guy's your state senator.
No. It's an economic thing for Melissa. It has to do with dollars and cents. I understand. Melissa, thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. Very good call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. She's talking about economics here, Doug.
She said that she voted for this guy, Scott Brown, because he used to hang around where he was the state senator from her district.
Right.
Well, that's very understandable. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm telling you, something smells off. Now, you've often said to me, Phil, that you've got a really good nose, right? But I'm very surprised because your nose ain't picking up anything on this.
And I've got a good nose for physical stuff, okay?
Well, you don't have a nose for the news, because if you did, your nose, if your nose is as sensitive as you say it is, the state of Massachusetts would smell like one steaming cow patty right now. And it doesn't, does it?
All right, we'll take a break. I'm not even going to answer that question.
He's any man.
I don't care. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Doug Danger on the upset in Massachusetts. Scott Brown, now the Republican senator from Massachusetts, taking Ted Kennedy's seat, as they say, in the Senate. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry.
Something like
that. This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
I saw that. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this centerfold that this guy did. You know the centerfold that he did in that magazine?
Yeah, Scott Brown did a centerfold shot. I guess it was in Cosmo or something, Cosmopolitan. He was it was back in the 80s, and it was before he was a politician, and he won some contest, the sexiest guy, June 1982.
All right, here's a guy that poses nude for Cosmopolitan, and apparently it couldn't have been all that great because the only thing covering up his front was a staple in the middle of the magazine. Then he's got a daughter that's on American Idol. Now, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I ask these questions. You know how popular American Idol is, and you know how everybody flocks to that show like moths to a flame. You know as well as I do, people are going to say, oh, Scott Brown, that's the one whose daughter almost won American Idol. Ooh, I want to vote for him.
And you know, that's exactly what this last lady said. You think that independent voters, any kind of a voter, that's how shallow they are.
I am a... Well, you know... You know I'm gay, and you know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I'm looking at here, Phil, is the I'm using the discriminating eye, if you want it, the gay eye, to say that, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right about what? That people are stupid or that you think they're stupid?
No, people are not stupid. People go the populist route. What's more populist than American Idol?
877-876-PHIL. I haven't heard that theory proffered yet, that this guy won because his daughter was on American Idol. Here's Frank. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Listening tonight, I just came back from that from the rally, the victory rally for Scott Brown, and I've been working with his campaign for a couple months now and seeing it going from way down approximately zero to what we found tonight. And I want to tell that fella that's the gay guy that's a gay guy is a gay journalist that he's way off base. And
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yeah.
What's that?
What am I off base about? I'm saying just, that there's a, aren't there a whole lot of
this elect because... Are you from Massachusetts, first of all? I don't think you are.
Doug, would you be quiet and he asked you a question.
You want me to be quiet or answer his question?
Answer his question.
I'm from California.
I think it's so. If you're from Massachusetts, you would know what's going on here, and you obviously don't. I live in a very strongly Democratic city, Fall River, Mass., what the name of the city is, and yeah. A lot of Democrats in this city have come out and voted for Scott Brown. They've called
up
and
asked
for Scott Brown.
I think you need to give people the rest of the story about Fall River. That was where Lizzie Borden lived.
That's right, and Lizzie Borden. That's
okay. Now that is all right, and that is a legacy. You know, you can laugh if you want, but what does that say about the emotional health of the town?
Are you crazy?
It wasn't a few hours ago. That happened quite a few hours ago. You know,
So you think it's funny, Mr. Henry, that a woman took an axe and chopped her old man's head off?
No, I don't think it's funny. But
what are you saying? Back on the subject, you know. I know
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm saying that it's... Here's the guy... What do you think of the centerfold this guy posed for? You prove
that? I think about it, I think it's irrelevant. It happened quite a few years ago. And so what?
Irrelevant?
It really doesn't bother
me. What about his daughter?
Maybe she voted for him because of one way or another. But I don't
vote for his daughter's on American Idol, did you?
I think the voters voted for they want to see the economy turn around. This health care
right.
They voted against,
yeah.
and also that this big deficit that Obama has got, you know, got us, Bessie's got us into, and this was
what
an anti-Obama vote.
Let me ask some, Frank. What is the legacy of Ted Kennedy? Then are you saying that people gleefully walked on his grave tonight?
No, definitely not. No, no. I interviewed Ted Kennedy. In fact, I did the last interview of anybody did in this area. A lot of people have a lot of respect for him, whether you agree with him or not. I think that a lot of people, and even tonight, Scott Brown spoke very highly of Ted Kennedy, if you listen to his speech.
He did. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Frank. I heard that.
They didn't vote against Ted Kennedy. They voted against Obama's plans and Obama's...
When you did this interview with Ted, can I ask you a question? When you did the interview with Ted Kennedy, was it just you talking and him blinking, or how did that go?
No.
What does that mean?
I videoed it, and the radio announcer, a liberal radio announcer did the interview. But that I...
Kennedy can talk, huh?
I'm a known Republican in this area. How did that happen? But I thought he was very gracious to everyone there. It was in a diner. In fact, Martha Coakley went to the same diner today down here in Fall River. To try to win over the Ted Kennedy support. But she did take...
I think that, just remember what I said about Fall River.
I know...
Yeah, okay, that's great.
River, but it's way off base. You know, this is a Massachusetts...
I'm way off base. Did a woman take an axe and murder her parents with it in Fall River? And you're telling me...
Will you get off of Lizzie freaking Borden? That just happens to be where the guy's from. It's got nothing to do with why people vote Republican or Democrat or Independent.
I'm talking about the mental health of... Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, Frank, thanks so much, sir. Great call, and God bless.
Copley carried Fall River, so that means everyone in Fall River is wacko? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because
Copley carried Fall River
by 56% of the 40-somewhat percent. So
you're from there.
Not an issue.
All right, brother. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Joe. And Joe, listening to us tonight in Boston, a lot of people obviously very, very interested in this topic. In Boston. Where the hell is... Here's Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm driving home from the Scott Brown Victory Party, and I'm a registered independent. I'm listening to this nonsense from the, quote, gay author, gay man.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, sir.
Gay journalist, whatever. But you know what?
I find it
amusing because you are an example of why... There will probably be a lot more Republican victories in this fall's election because you want to talk about American Idol. You want to talk a lot of nonsense when the people of Massachusetts, for instance, tonight wanted to talk about the health care bill. 61%, according to a poll up here, think we can't afford it. They want to talk about out-of-control government spending, and they want to talk about accountability in government. So the more...
Since when did Massachusetts become the state of let's cut back on all this spending when you guys were voting for Kennedy and all that? That's number one. Number two, American Idol is one of the biggest shows that ever was, and you know people voted for him because his daughter, you know, almost won.
Not up here.
Oh, come on.
Talk show folks might want to talk about it elsewhere, but that didn't drive votes to Scott Brown.
That centerfold he did.
Go ahead.
You didn't vote for him because of American Idol, did you?
Go ahead, sir, and answer the question. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to answer his first question when he said, when did Massachusetts be concerned about spending? They became concerned about spending when spending became completely out of control. And that's on the minds of voters, I think, in other states, too. That is what drove this election.
That was about 1938. A little late, aren't you?
What about
1938? That's when spending became out of control. And that's when they built that dam or something. That's what I heard.
With stimulus bills, that don't work, with cash for clunkers that don't work. That's what's scaring people in the trillion-dollar health care, Obamacare bill. That's what's scaring people.
You don't think there's massive voter fraud? Come on.
All right. Thanks very much for your call, sir. Well, it's Doug Danger's been with us from the Orange County Courier, 877-876-PHIL. As this conversation's devolved into, you know, everybody voted for Scott Brown because his daughter was on American Idol and he did a centerfold. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We got one more segment before we move on here, Doug. You're talking about Scott Brown. You know, whether or not you think that this was fraud, or whether you think it was weird, or whether you think it's on the up and up, Scott Brown is going to go to the United States Senate. He's going to be seated as a U.S. Senator, and there's not going to be any investigation.
No, I understand that, Phil. But you see, that my job is not to get the machine moving against obvious wrongs. My job is to simply say, hey, look at that. Look at that. Can you stomach it? If you can stomach it, okay, I can stomach it. But my job is to point out, like I'm the guy that points out something that's been killed on the freeway. You know, I go, look at that. See, it's smeared up and down that lane. You want to look at that? You don't? Okay, fine. But I'm pointing it out. There it is. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's what I do. And look at Scott Brown. Okay, take a look. You want to look at it? Go ahead. Take a good sniff. Take a good whiff. Get a lung full of that. Because, brother, I'll tell you what, there isn't an egg fart. There is.
Okay, let's watch the language, all right?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Now, for all the people out there that think Scott Brown is going to be the great savior when he goes to the United States Senate, let me just clue you in on how it works. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Scott Brown is going to go to the United States Senate, and he's going to have to do the bidding of a guy from Kentucky. So, spell that.
What is that supposed to mean?
You've never heard of Mitch McConnell. He's the Senate...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's the Senate leader for the Republicans. Scott Brown ain't going to make a move unless he first checks in with some guy in a holler.
Well, you know, aren't we a little elitist here? So what? Mitch McConnell is a longtime senator. That's how the game's played. You know...
Here's a guy, he's a smart cat from Massachusetts, and he's got to check in with a guy that still doesn't have plumbing. He's got to check with...
Oh, come on, man. Look at Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Republicans in the United States Senate. That's how the game is played. Don't give me this doesn't have plumbing.
Oh, really? You know that Mitch McConnell represents a state where there are people who are still washing their hair in rain barrels.
That may well be, man. And you know what? They may be washing their hair in rain barrels in California, for all I know. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jill in Fresno, California tonight. Jill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Hello, Doug.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a California person talking.
Yeah, this is Doug Danger.
Yeah. You know, I am so glad that you are a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm just a little confused if you're trying to convince yourself or us of it. And
why are you even bringing it up?
Well,
why are you even bringing it up?
Because
I'm
every
gay,
two,
and I'm a gay
every,
man.
That's right. And every 2 seconds,
right.
You keep bringing it up. And I'm just wondering if you have
no,
anything
not every
to
two
say
seconds.
Outside of that.
I'm saying that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Therefore, Scott Brown is going to have to do the bidding of a guy in overalls.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about it? Did you vote? Well, you didn't vote for Scott Brown unless you, you know. You committed voter fraud, which I don't think you did. But do you support Scott Brown? Well, how would you know? You live in Fresno, so you don't know anything about it.
Really?
Why did you call?
We're talking about the issue.
A lady that she supports Scott Brown. He's got to go to the Senate.
I know, and do the bidding of a guy in overalls, Mitch McConnell.
Well, he does.
Oh, you know what? I spent the summer in Boston. It is a fabulous town. If you... can't see the beauty of the town and the historical value.
What has that got to do with anything?
Really,
it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about
how
these people in Massachusetts rolled Ted Kennedy onto his stomach and stuck
a... Yeah, a pitchfork in his back. You know, everything with you is shanking somebody in the back, killing the...
Well, that's what they did to the legacy of Ted Kennedy. Thank you very much, Senator Kennedy.
No.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to disinter your body and play with it.
Oh, man!
What are you laughing at?
Doug, are they also going to get Mary Jo Kopechne's body up, too?
What? Who's she?
What? How about
you don't know who Mary Jo Kopechne is?
No, I do not know who Mary Jo Kopechne is.
Well,
she's the lady that was killed.
Journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Well, excuse me, when did this happen?
1968.
I was born 3 years after this happened.
It doesn't make any difference. It was a pivotal, it was a big moment in the life and the career of Ted Kennedy.
Whatever.
Whatever. Obviously, the gay man and the gay journalist does not do his homework.
You know, you got a real problem with gays. Spit it out.
I'm reminding you. I'm reminding you because you keep reminding us.
All right. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand, Doug, why the hostility here, you know, because...
There's no hostility, but that woman already, when she hit the air, she had gay hate. I could hear she had the gay hate in her voice. Her throat thickened.
And what do you mean it thickened?
She started out talking really nice, and then with the gay hate, she started to thicken up in the throat. I can tell, believe me.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to TJ, who's in Boston tonight. TJ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Nobody's commenting on this guy, McConnell.
Go ahead, TJ.
I've been on the phone waiting for an hour. All I ask is for some civility, please. I'm an independent voter with no political allegiance whatsoever. I base my upon the political issues, and I voted for Scott Brown tonight. I lived in a very Democratic town. There were countless signs for Brown, but there was only one sign for Coakley in the entire town. And
voted for Brown because there were a lot of signs for him? Is that why you voted for him? Because there were a bunch of signs that said vote?
Please, sir.
Well, you said there were a lot of signs for Brown.
Yes, there were, which reflects the opinion of the citizens of Massachusetts, whom you are not from Massachusetts. You were on the ground here for 48 hours. How do you have the pulse of Massachusetts? You don't at all.
All it takes, to look at all the signs,
which is clear and positive message, rather than cold and distant, Martha Coakley.
It could be.
To try to relate to you, you said you're from California. To try to even relate to you, I would be even as shocked and surprised as you if Pelosi was voted out, and she's alive and she holds office right now.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, that's a whole other kettle of fish, all right. And I'm not necessarily a Pelosi fan, although I think she is better than what the options you got in San Francisco. But let's talk a little bit about Brown and how he'll have to do the bidding of a guy from Kentucky. How do you feel about that?
What is it with you and this bidding of a guy from Kentucky?
That's what people don't get.
I don't believe that's right. I mean, like, that's the way you play the game. However,
there you go.
I don't believe he's going to be rank and file with the Republicans. He said he would be a clear and independent voice for the state of Massachusetts.
How far do you think he's going to get? He's going to be like that weird ass, that independent up there in Vermont that nobody knows his name. You know that one guy?
Please.
No, I don't know that one guy. I don't.
You know, well, that's what's going to happen because he'll get frozen out by the Republicans if he doesn't do what he's told. The Democrats won't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole, and he'll be walking around there with, you know, holding on to it.
You know, Doug, what's really funny about...
No, tell me what I just said, my analysis. Tell me what's wrong with that.
First of all, like this gentleman said, I don't think he's going to ostracize himself from the Republicans.
Then he'll have to do McConnell's bidding.
And what is it with you in this McConnell's bidding?
What?
I don't like the way you say that.
Well, I mean, he's not the independent guy that everybody thinks he's going to be, because McConnell's going to tell him when to stand up, sit down, go to the bathroom, when to wipe, when not. That's how it works. I just wonder how many good people in Massachusetts are aware of the fact that a good Massachusetts man...
I know, will be doing the bidding of a guy from Kentucky.
Right.
All right, TJ, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Got one more here on the line. Chris in Norfolk, Massachusetts. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Doug, I just wanted to ask you, as a journalist, forget the gay part, forget everything else. As a journalist, what makes you think something fishy is going on here?
I'm a gay journalist.
Okay.
All right, what makes me think something? I mean, you're telling me that for 40, 50, 60, 1,000 years, however long he was the guy, you know, the center, this guy, you know, Kennedy, all of a sudden, everybody goes, okay, we voted Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. You know what? I think I'm going to go for a guy who's a state senator that I never heard of. Are you trying to tell me? I mean, come on, pull the other one, see if there's bells on it.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? What's right about it?
I mean,
what's weird about it?
We have to stay in Kennedy's legacy. We have to do the same thing because he's been the senator for so long that it just make we have to do it. It's required.
What, I mean, all of a sudden people got together and said, now that Kennedy's dead, let's go Republican? I don't think that...
But maybe when he was alive, Doug, people just voted for Ted Kennedy out of respect. They liked the longevity. They liked the man. What about that?
What are you talking about, man? You know, you make about as much sense as half the people I've been talking to tonight. If Ted Kennedy, with all of his liberal politics, was the representative of the hour for Massachusetts, all of a sudden they're going with this guy Brown, who posed nude in the magazine with a staple covering up his private parts, and his daughter is on American Idol, you're telling me that that's a logical shift? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I got gay eye.
Yeah? So what?
Well, this guy knows what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Chris?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You don't understand.
I don't watch American Idol. I don't read Cosmo from 20 years ago. I'm a young voter, independent in Massachusetts. Scott Brown,
I can't stand
the fact that you're trying
you don't
to
mind
say
rolling,
that have,
you don't mind you don't mind and you don't mind robbing Ted Kennedy's grave.
What, Doug? Why are you?
That's what people are doing. They're robbing Ted Kennedy's grave and they're turning him over to a body snatcher.
I'm not going to this watch.
Yeah,
I'm
that really is weird.
I'm going over and I'm saying, the past is the past. You know, we have
and let's
to
move
live
on.
For
yeah.
What's going on now? We can't. Yeah. We can't honor this guy for the next, you know, however many years. You know.
Yeah. But times change. People move on. All right, brother. Thanks for your call. Doug, I think that, you know, one of the comments made tonight is you were on the ground 48 hours in Massachusetts.
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, you're a gay man and a gay journalist. That means you only have to be in a city or in a situation for 48 hours to really...
get a noseful. And I'll tell you, look, at Boston's a great town. Massachusetts is a great... It's called a commonwealth, not a state. It's a small difference, but nonetheless, a great commonwealth. And Virginia's a commonwealth, so I can compare the two. I like Massachusetts as a commonwealth more than I do Virginia. But what's that got to do with Scott Brown and whether or not this guy's going to get the job done? But he may be a great senator. He may be one of the greatest things that ever happens to the state of Massachusetts, but he's always, always going to be carrying Mitch McConnell's gym bag. I'm Doug Dangert.
What happened?
He hung up.
Don't tell him to hang up, man.
He locks out like that.
No, I'm the guy that ends the interview. It's not him saying I'm Doug Dangert and he hangs up.
Well, he felt that it was a good time.
Yeah, it's a good timing. Well, I don't care if he thinks it's good timing. I'm the guy that says goodbye. I'm Doug Dangert. So Scott Brown will always be carrying Mitch McConnell's gym bag. All right, coming up, Obama takes a hit in the polls while a play about the president is thrilling audiences in Germany. Plus, still to come tonight, Professor Emery Clayton on the adoptions of Haitian children to families here in the United States. We'll be talking to him next hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL.
I'm Doug Dangert.
Phil, and our website is philhenryshow.com. Go to philhenryshow.com, and you can watch a live streaming video of the show, listen to live streaming audio. You can listen to a download of the show the next day if you want. If you missed the show at night, you can always download it the next day under your iPod and walk around and listen to our radio show. And coming up next hour, we have Emery Clayton, Professor Emery Clayton, on the number of Haitian babies, children, small children being adopted, or at least being taken in by families here in the United States. Now, we have this poll, and it's all bad news, I guess, today for President Obama. And, you know, he's only got himself to blame because he butchered this. He, whatever message he had, man, he carved it a new one a long time ago. He didn't get it out the right way. He had the wrong people helping him get it out. He couldn't get it out. And if he could get it out, somebody put it back in. I mean, whatever it was he wanted to say, he couldn't have dropped the ball more. From health care, let me tell you something about health care, just for starters, okay?
Oh, man, that's boring.
No, hold on for a minute. I'm going to tell you, this is not boring. This is the good part. If you want to sell health care in America, I don't know about any other country. I know about my country. And this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. People might think it's bad, but those are the people. You know, like I'm listening to this Arianna Huffington tonight. She says, well, you know, it's time for us to, you know.
That's the way she sounds, too.
Yeah, thanks, bud. But she's saying, you know, it's time for us to recalibrate or some bullcrap. She knows what she's talking about. If you want to sell health care, this is how you do it. You tell people how it's going to save them money. And that's the message that you pound into people morning, noon, and night. Here's the economics of it. Here's how it's going to save us money. Here's how it's going to work. But they didn't do that. They started out with, think of all the old ladies we're going to save. Think of all of that. They got into this whole humanitarian pitch. No one cares, man. Nobody cares. No one cares. I'm sorry, but they don't. Oh, well, Phil, that's a terrible thing. I don't. It may be terrible, but no one gives a crap. No one cares. A bunch of old people are going to die. I don't care. Do you? Honest to God, I can be very honest with you. I don't care. I don't want them to suffer, and I don't want, obviously, but that's not the overriding concern. The overriding concern for people is, if you want to sell me health care, man, tell me how this is going to save me money. Tell me how this is going to help my country's economy. I want to see it. I want it in black and white. I want the numbers to figure, you know, to work. I want it to add up, and I want it now, okay? Now, let's go, baby. And that's what they should have done, but they didn't. They let this jackass among many. This guy from Florida, he led the charge with the Republicans want to kill you. And he led the charge on the dead old people. And even though I'm sure he goes home at night and licks both eyebrows and thinks he's just marvelous, guys like that murdered Obama, killed him. That guy from Florida, whatever, the Grayson, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, that one guy had a big mouth.
Yeah. That guy murdered Obama. Pelosi murdered him, Alan Grayson. Reed just butchered whatever it was he was trying to do. And that's why I said, I remember at the very beginning of his presidency, they said, Obama better get these people in there and kick some ass. He better sit them down and say, look, here's what we got to do. Unfortunately, he delegates this stuff. And a lot of people I know want me to say, oh, you know, Phil, that he carved the message too. Yeah, okay. To this extent that he relied on complete nincompoops to get the message out. This guy, Grayson, who they think's a rising star in the Democratic Party, I can't think of a guy more responsible for destroying any chances that Obama had for a real consensus on health care. I can't think of a guy more responsible than that big mouth jackass standing there with all that crap about Republicans wanting to kill old ladies. Why don't you guys do it right? Why don't you tell people how it's going to save them money? But no, they didn't do that. They went about it the good old-fashioned Democrat way. They talked about dead old ladies. Nobody cares. And guess what? Now, you guys are fighting for your lives. I'd vote for health care. Everybody in this country would vote for it if you could show me how it's going to make economic sense, how it really is going to save us an enormous part of the GDP, and how this is going to enhance our lives forevermore. Show me, and show me in clear detail and in the numbers. I want to see it. Let's go. Don't talk to me about how this, that, old people are dying in the emergency room. People don't care. It's every man and woman for himself, all right? Now, here's Tina Brown, and I think this is a... I'm kidding. Of course she is. And she's with the Daily Beast. And Tina, who used to be with Vanity Fair, is now trying her hand at being a political commentator, and not very well.
Great disappointment to a lot of people. I would just argue that the hype on Obama was entirely unrealistic. I mean, In some ways, people projected onto Obama a kind of messianic, he's going to come in and change the world. It was almost New Age. And as a matter of fact, I mean, when Obama was running, I never did drink that Kool-Aid. I always saw him.
Okay, so that's great. Now here's Tina saying something else.
Everybody projected all this stuff onto him about...
All right, she sucks. Here's the thing, Tina. You used to be with Vanity Fair, and now you're trying to reinvent yourself as a political commentator, and you're saying stuff that people have already said like 16 months ago. In any event, the recent poll numbers are out. 35% of the American people polled say they're confident that the president's got the right set of goals and policies. 35%. Now, polls are like any other kind of demographic research. The question, do you know that only 16% say that Obama looks, you know, healthy? Well, what the hell, man? 35% say that his goal. What kind of question is that, sets of goals and policies? The point is, polls can certainly mislead us, but bottom line, people are losing their confidence in this president. And you want to know why, Mr. President? I'll tell you why. Because you left it to guys like Grayson, like Emanuel, like Reid, and like Pelosi to send your message out to the American people. You couldn't have given it to a worse set of people if you'd given it to the Three Stooges. Honest to God. All right, we're coming back with Professor Emory Clayton, our number 877-876-PHIL. This is the groundbreaking, world-famous...
Bill Henry Show.
Thank you.
Phil Henry.